Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Spirit, Son. I thank you that you just help with just putting this word across adequately, Lord, to bless each one that has ears to hear and eyes to see. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Sorry, my precious wife, Danita. She's just my mom. Allowing her just to sleep in this morning, so it's going to be us together. The readings is Psalm 99, and Psalm 99 verses 6 and 7. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. I like to think they called upon his name, and what happened? We're calling upon his name, they find their name, their purpose, their destiny. They called to the Lord, and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud, he spoke to them. They kept his testimonies and the statutes that he gave them. It's so beautiful. Moses, Aaron, Samuel, and all the prophets of old, they called on the Lord, they heard from him. I woke up to his purpose and destiny, unique destiny. Not one of them is the same, and we need to realize that, guys. And also called on him. He brought about the unique destiny. And in the pillar of the cloud, he spoke to them, and they kept his testimonies and the statutes that he gave them. Hallelujah. So yeah, that's what we've got to realize. You know, there's the milk of the word. That's all the basics that each and every one of us can relate to. Come calling upon the Lord, being born again, receiving the Spirit, faith, love, doing what God has said, obedience, dedication, perseverance. Those are all common milk, but the meat comes from a personal relationship. Because that's where no eye has seen, ear has heard, or heart has perceived what God has prepared for you. No one, not the pastor, not the prophet, not the teacher, not the evangelist. That is God. Then you've come, and there's no shortcut. You come up through the basics. You've got to be a child that's fed by others first. And but there comes a time. But even in the child walking, being a child in the King, you start learning to spend time alone with God, and then you start seeing the implications. You aware of things even before your teacher, your pastor tells you, and this is just stirring you up to that unique purpose, and it all comes with unique relationship. Now, one of the guys that we see that with the disciples so much is Peter. You know, he had his past, but then he came to Jesus, and then Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" And when he looked to Jesus alone, amen, new things came, amen, that would build him up, that would extend the kingdom, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. So that's what we got to realize. But now, just speaking about Peter, this is where this beautiful treasure I want to share with you guys this morning is. Peter was one of the boys, Peter, John, and James, that was on the mountain of Transfiguration, where I really think it's the greatest thing that happened when Jesus was visiting here on the flesh. When they were up there on the mountain, and then Jesus, the goodness of all the beauty that he had came just forth, and he was shining, all the Shekinah glory with all the goodness of God. And then we see Moses arrive there and Elisha. And these are all our family, just like Samuel and we've been reading this morning. They're all family, and they're all encouraging us to run the race. So my encouragement is they all had a unique relationship and a unique purpose that they got from the mouth of God, from the leading of God, and that's what we got to do. So yeah, there they talking. And then Peter, who would always speak up, and then sometimes God would correct him and unsatisfied God would bless him. Praise God. Flesh and blood has not revealed that, but your Father who is in heaven. So he said, must we build three tabernacles? And then the next minute, God himself comes, and straight away they all boom fall flat on the ground, because he comes into the picture now, and he says, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." And they all fell on their faces. And then Jesus came and said, "Come, come." And when they looked up in that, they just saw Jesus. So Jesus put out the prophetic picture, which Elijah would be the prophetic, Elijah, the man of power, and then Moses that took the Israelites out. So that's very much, to me, bears witness to the law and the prophets, because something better has come now. Jesus is ruling and reigning together all things. He puts out that picture, and then they come down, and then Jesus tells them, "Don't say anything about this until I've been glorified, I've been lifted up, because they will persecute me. They people don't know their day of visitation, the Jews, and there's a certain things that I need to do." Now Peter takes us in 2 Peter chapter 1, let me get there. He takes us and he shares, that they were not following some myth, clever device, myth, clever teachings, clever programs. But we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty when He received glory and honor from God, when the voice came to Him from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased." I want you to notice, Peter is not saying the last part of what God, the Father said. He's not saying, "Listen to Him." Because I tell you why. Because He's going to explain how we listen to Him now. Now that Jesus is ruling and reigning, and he's there to be the author and the perfecter of our faith, he needs to be the shepherd, that we hear his voice and know his voice, and we're obedient to his voice. And so he says, we were with him there on the mountain, and we heard the prophetic word made more fully confirmed. So something greater came about after that. This was mighty and this is powerful. But so we got a prophetic word made more fully confirmed, in which you will do well to pay attention to it as a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. So the day of unique destiny, day of unique righteous purpose that gets brighter and brighter, is when the morning star rises in your heart. But know this first, that no prophecy of Scripture came from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So Peter is giving us the keys now, what is necessary to hear from Jesus. I mean, he hasn't forgotten. He's just, well, he said we heard that, but he never said, "Listen to him." He's explaining now how we listen to Jesus. And what he explains here is that just as when he started looking at Jesus and listening to Jesus, that is where the difference came in his life. And that was only after the resurrection he could then truly tap into this fullness that has now come. The fullness where God is not speaking from a mountain, even though he came, or from a cloud, but he speaks into our lives. It's not about the mighty men of God, your James, Elijah, Moses, Jesus. They've all run their race. They've accomplished what they need to do. It's about us running our race and fulfilling the days ordained for us. So when we go and we now, that's why the word tells us that Jesus has been raised to fill all things. And then the first other, he's there to fill all things, but then he's given us apostles. These apostles we need to take hold to. It's the letters of Peter, James, John, and Paul. Two-thirds of the New Testament is written about Paul, because they point out this New Testament where we are now the children of God, that has to run a race, that has to wake up to relationship, partake of the milk, but then go find the meat, drawing close to God and being obedient to Him, just as all these guys, Samuel, they're the great cloud of witnesses around us. So we take hold of the prophetic word of the new covenant when we read this, the letters of Paul, Peter, John, James, and that. But then more than that, we read it, and then we know they this interpretation that they believed, that they spoke about, and then they wrote about, so that we can also. Paul says that I write these things so you can perceive what I perceive. You can know what I know. You can know your God, walk with your God. So we read these things. And then they were holy. Holy means separated unto God. God separated them for to know Him and to fulfill a destiny. You also are holy to separated to know Him and fulfill a destiny. So just as they were moved along by the Holy Spirit, you read the word, and then certain things come out, and you take note of that. Yeah, you take heed to the prophetic word as a light shining in a dark place, but then you take note of what stands out for you, and you meditate on that, and you take off, and then the morning star rises in your heart. Who is the morning star? He's the root of David. It's Jesus. Amen. The risen Jesus speaking into your heart shepherding you. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is a powerful revelation, guys. This is where we need to get to, so we can get the meat of the goodness of God and the purpose for what He made us, and then fulfill the purpose and be zealous in what we stand for, knowing we standing together with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the holy angels, so that we can be relevant and come against these powers of darkness, which is inferior to the goodness, the bigness of God, and the goodness and the bigness of God's plan for your life. Amen. So I trust you see what I'm saying here. Get into the word, take hold, let's start getting revelation for yourself. That's what moved Peter. That's what moved Brother Paul. He didn't see things like Peter did here on the mountain and all the miracles, but look how much he saw because he got to know the resurrected Christ. Amen. So take know that that's God has got no favorites. You are also His favorite. He loves you uniquely and specially. So draw close to Him, and so that the Christ can arise, the destiny, the purpose can come about, and you can be the people of God making a difference in this generation. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.